Welcome to the message for today from the Lion and Lamb Ministry, an online organization and home for members of the body of Christ as ambassadors for Christ in the ministry of reconciliation set forth by the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. Today's message is, Why did the sign gifts cease? The Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, writes in 1 Corinthians 13, 8-12, Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. The gift of tongues, prophecy, and knowledge during the Acts period were only in part. They were incomplete. They did not communicate the full knowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ had to reveal. But the Lord revealed to the Apostle Paul that that which is perfect was coming. In English, as in Greek, this is a neuter pronoun, that thing which is perfect. Paul was not writing about the coming of he who is perfect, but of the coming of a thing which is perfect. When it came, then the gifts which were only in part would cease. Before the end of the book of Acts, during the Acts period, and in the letters written during the Acts period, the risen Christ had only revealed part of the dispensation of grace, Ephesians 3:2, to the Apostle Paul, but he had not yet revealed the entire message to him. It was still only in part during the Acts period, but with the close of the book of Acts, the risen Christ completed the revelation of the mystery. Ephesians 3:3-9 and Colossians 1:26-27. That which is perfect was finally revealed in all its fullness to the Apostle Paul, and at that moment, those things which were only in part passed away from God's program. The Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, wrote in 1 Corinthians 13:12, Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. When the Apostle Paul wrote, Now I know in part, he used the common word for know, the Greek word gnosis. But then, when he wrote, But then I shall know, he changes the word from gnosis to epignosis, to fully know. To paraphrase, Now, as I'm writing 1 Corinthians in Acts 19, I have gnosis. I know, in part, what God's message is for us today in the dispensation of grace. But then, when that which is perfect has come, I shall have epignosis, the full knowledge of God's message of grace for us today. All through the book of Acts, the Apostle Paul had only gnosis, partial knowledge of the message of grace. But when we turn to the prison letters, we suddenly find Paul using that word epignosis. He had now received that full knowledge, which he didn't have when he wrote to the Corinthians. For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and for those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge, epignosis, full knowledge, of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ. Colossians 2:1-2. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge, epignosis, full knowledge, of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power. For all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Colossians 1:9-12. In all the seven letters written after the close of the book of Acts, the Apostle Paul uses this word epignosis, the full knowledge. What he had not yet received in 1 Corinthians 13, he now has. That which is perfect had come, completing that which was not, and so the sign gifts had passed away. Let's not forget, the sign gifts were signs for God's sign people. The close of the book of Acts was also the temporary close of God's dealings with the nation of Israel. Acts 28:25-28 stands as God's last words to the nation of Israel for more than 2,000 years. The Jews sought after signs, 1 Corinthians 1:22. So God gave them signs among the Gentiles. This was done in order to provoke Israel to jealousy, Romans 11:14. But with the close of the book of Acts, God sets aside Israel for a time, and when God gave up on the sign people for a time, the sign gifts passed out of His program. Pentecostalism is the mixture of Judaism and the grace of Christ, and while their error differs somewhat from that error that the Apostle Paul sought to correct in his epistle to the Galatians, the same principle is involved. So what do you say to someone who says, "I speak in tongues, what should I do?" Many true children of God today have had an experience that they think is the scriptural gift of tongues. However, after studying the Apostle Paul's letters and the scriptural teaching concerning the cessation of the gift of tongues, they ask, "So what should I do now?" There are several possible explanations for the experience. It may be a psychological experience or even a spiritual experience, but clearly, from the Word of God, the Bible, it is not the Holy Spirit's gift of tongues. Also, let's not forget that Satan is the great imitator, and his demons are very active. So what should those true children of God do? There are two simple words to bring this to resolution. Those two words are, stop it. Simply stop. Stop speaking in tongues because it is not from the Holy Spirit. Regardless of what you might feel, regardless of what you might think, or even want to believe, if it is not from the Holy Spirit of God, you don't want it. There are many that have been taught that a person has to speak in tongues to prove that he is really saved, or that he really has the Holy Spirit dwelling within. So they've learned to speak in tongues. But when they see from Scripture that this gift is not in operation from the Lord Jesus Christ today, they can at last cease their effort to prove their salvation and start to walk by faith and not by sight and signs. The Holy Spirit's instruction through the Apostle Paul to the prophets at Corinth is pertinent. If anything is revealed to another who sits by, let the first keep silent. For you can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn, and all may be encouraged. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. 1 Corinthians 14:30-33. If you are of the Pentecostal persuasion and are having an experience, which has been shown exhaustively in this message as in the previous from the Scriptures, is not from the Holy Spirit, and therefore not from the Lord Jesus Christ, it is time to keep silent. Then, remember that our spirits are to be under our own control and not under the control of whatever spirit is trying to or has control of you. Again, the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. Listen to Christ's warning. Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?" And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Matthew 7:22-23. Yes, they really had had these experiences. They had prophesied in Jesus' name. They had cast out demons and done miracles in his name. The Lord does not deny that they had done these things. Notice that. However, then he tells them that even while they were doing these things, he had never even known them. It is important that our belief be based on the Word of God, the Bible, and not on experiences, because experiences and signs can deceive us. Next time, we'll discuss in depth the sign gift of healing. At Lion and Lamb Ministry, in obedience to Ephesians chapter 3, verses 2 through 11, you will learn and be instructed in, particularly, but not exclusively, the mystery of the body of Christ, the dispensation of the mystery, and the dispensation of grace. Lion and Lamb Ministry is here to create, develop, and distribute information and materials to stimulate, encourage, and facilitate serious study of the Bible as the inerrant Word of God. Be sure to visit the Lion and Lamb website at www.lionandlambministry.com.